John Jessop, Liverpool Live.
With me at long last now in the studio, Sam Lyon. How are you?
Hello. Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And thank you for coming all that way to here. Because did you get stuck in traffic?
I did a little bit. I know. I've been just enjoying life without traffic and all of that nonsense for a little while now.
And now it's all coming back to me now. So are you a Winsford lady?
I am, through and through.
Through and through?
Mm-hmm.
And you're a self-taught singer-songwriter?
For the most part, I suppose. I learned guitar when I was in school.
Right.
And then the rest, I suppose, from just watching other people and picking things up.
Do you play anything else?
Play a bit of piano.
Yeah.
Bit of ukulele. Yeah.
Bit of a multi-instrumentalist.
Well, I mean, my first instrument, prepare yourself, was recorder. And, you know,
I'm yet to bring out the recorder solo. Yeah, everyone had to learn that in school. Oh, dear me, they go right back, I remember I had a huge brown recorder.
Yeah.
Like a trowel. Oh, no, don't even go down there, Sam.
I know.
But is the boss coming in now? Yeah, there he is. Just going to... You see, you've got another member of staff coming into it. This is our station manager, Roy.
Hello.
And this is Sam. And the chaperone in the corner.
Oh, yeah. Mr. History Man. I've not heard this wonderful woman perform.
I mean, she's got the single out, which was done by Fiction Factory, Feels Like Heaven.
Oh, yeah, I remember them. Yeah.
Because she lost her dad in lockdown, and that was his favourite song. So it was a nice tribute. She brought it out.
Are you doing another one?
She hasn't started yet, Roy. So you're going to do four of your own songs, Sam. And I said to you, do you find it easy writing? Because everyone's been in lockdown. You've all been in the same position, haven't you?
Yeah.
I mean, before we went into lockdown, were you a busy girl?
Very much. Writing, gigging, everything. So before lockdown, I think I was probably averaging somewhere between 250 and 300 gigs a year, I think.
Wow.
I do a lot.
Do you find that's in the local area, or will you travel?
A bit of everything, really. Mostly local.
Yeah.
But I do tours and things which take me around the country, and it's great. It's lovely.
Yeah. Do you have a band?
I did on my last tour.
I thought so.
Yeah, mostly it's just me, but I thought I'd treat myself and treat my audience, and we got together a little, a very small string section. We had like cello, violin, piano, and it was so nice to play with a band.
You know, when I listened to your single, I imagined that you had a harpist as well.
Do you know what? I'm writing my debut album at the moment, and I just keep thinking that I just want a harp on it.
Have you got one?
I don't.
No, do you know a harpist?
I know one through someone else.
Because I've got a great harpist who works for us. She's unbelievable.
Liverpool Live.
I know you don't do influences because you influence yourself.
But Amy McDonald, I like her.
She's a bit like a... She's a bit flighty, she's footloose, fancy free, and you know, she likes her own songs to be out there.
Yeah.
And, when I interviewed her in concert, and she just turned up in a pair of jeans, pair of old Doc Martin boots.
Oh.
And I said, "Are you ready?" She said, "I'm ready. Do you want to bring me on?" I went, like that. She said, "I'm ready."
Oh.
You take me as I am, you come to hear my music, not
exactly.
Look at me. I'm not a fashion model.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a great attitude to have, you know.
Yeah. And that's a similar thing. Like, a lot of people say to me when I'm at gigs, they're always like, "Why don't you do X Factor? Why don't you do The Voice and all of this?" And I think, well, at the moment, being independent, I've got so much control over my sound, my image, everything that goes out, and it's my choice. Yep. And I love that, you know. People get me for me. It's not a brand, it's not an image, it's me.
Yeah, I mean, you'll go far here, Sam, and I'll tell you for why. I had a good mate of mine on the show a couple of weeks back. He was born in America, his name's Matt Backer, married an Essex lady, and he lives in London now.
Okay.
For the last 10, 15 years, he's been the lead guitarist with ABC and Martin Fry.
Okay.
But his background is unbelievable. He does all the music to American NCSI. And he does, there's a great program on Sky called American Pickers.
Okay.
It's about two lads going across America looking for old garage parts and car parts.
Mm-hmm.
He does all the music to that.
No
way. So you don't need the Voice. You don't need the X Factor of Britain's Got Talent. Yeah, and, you know, nobody from the Voice has become famous.
Well, I know. Well, the thing is as well, I love having the ability to say, yes, look at what I've achieved. Yes. I've done that myself.
Exactly.
I really love the independence that comes with, yeah,
that's right.
I do.
Yeah. And, you know, you never know who's out there listening and could pick up one of your songs, and that's, you know, that's your lottery for the rest of your life and your pension and everything.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And it's about, as well, it's about building relationships with people, and you don't get anywhere without building relationships with people, you know. I've got as far as I have from looking after other people who've then looked after me, and that's how, you know, I love how things work like that. Yeah.
On air, online, on your smart speaker and on your mobile. Liverpool Live.
And we're back live here with Sam Lyon. Yes, she's got two more songs to go. First two have been absolutely spot on. As I've sort of put your first one with Amy MacDonald, I've put your second one with Kiki D. So, you know, you're not doing too bad seeing you influence yourself.
Mm.
You know. Sarah McLachlan?
Do you know, I used to sing, is it Angel?
Mm?
Yeah, I used to sing that by her.
Yeah, yeah. Katie Tunstall?
Yeah, she's awesome as well, isn't she?
Mm. Okay.
I love all of the females who are absolutely ploughing the music industry. Yeah, they are just standing their ground and doing what they do, and it's ace to see.
Yeah.
Liverpool Live.
I've just got a text in here from one of the music aficionados. Here we go. My old mate Pete Brannigan, when he went away with all the musicians, Gary Murphy and all them, they went to Benidorm to play golf, I think.
Uh-huh.
And when he arrived there, they all told the people at Benidorm that it wasn't Pete Brannigan, it was Pete Cetera from Chicago. Everybody on the island say, "Pete Cetera from Chicago's here," you know. Anyway, Pete's just texted me now, and he said, "By the time this night is over, it was by Peebo Bryson, John. You're dead right. It was my wedding song."
Oh,
yeah, that's why he's solo now. You know, no, he's a great guy. Pete always listens to the show. Great music aficionado, and but yeah, sometimes he goes out as a double. Pete Cetera, it's brilliant, brilliant gag, you know.
Liverpool Live. On air, online, on your smart speaker and on your mobile.
These three songs you've done for us so far, are these on this so-called EP?
They are on various EPs.
Right.
So I've got three EPs and a few singles. So the first song, Beautiful Life, was a single.
Yes.
A recent single. Until the Night Is Over was also a single. Now, with this single, we teamed up with like an orchestra and a choir and filmed it in a cathedral. And it was so lovely to do. So that's a single. And this one was on my last EP.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't see much of these EPs around.
No. Well, CDs are a dying trade now, I think, aren't it? It's so sad.
Yeah, but I don't even see you portraying these CDs on Facebook or anything like that.
Well, they're quite old now, I suppose.
Oh, right, okay.
So I think that song came out, gosh, was that 2018?
Yeah, right, so nearly 4 years.
Good few years. And I think Until the Night Is Over was also maybe 2018.
Okay.
Beautiful Life, I think, was 2019, actually.
Right.
Possibly.
And are the plans to bring an album out?
Yeah, so I'm working on my debut album at the moment.
Right.
That'll be a whole bunch of new songs.
Right. Is that going to be looking to next year?
Possibly. I'm working on it at the moment. I'm actually crowdfunding for it. So so I'm raising money. I'm selling like different products, CDs, monthly subscriptions, all sorts on my crowdfunding page. And whatever you donate, you get something in return. And the money that you put forward goes towards the making of the album.
Right, okay.
So it all depends really on when we can make it.
Yeah. But I'll tell you now, Sam, if you haven't made it by the 10th of October, don't bother. I'm serious, because you'll get lost with Christmas.
I know, that's it.
And
that's
then, it. You know,
well, saying that, Until the Night Is Over, I think we released that in October, and that did so well. It really, and so I think that went up to, I think within, was it the first week of release, it managed, I think, 70,000 views on the video on Facebook and stuff. And it was just such a dream to do, it really was.
Yeah,
it was lovely.
Yeah, brilliant.
Liverpool Live.
So people can get hold of you all on the social media networks.
Yeah.
Yeah. The album, you're saying, is, well...
Underway.
Underway. Yeah, underway. Yeah, that's a good way of describing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hopefully, if it's not towards the end of this year, it certainly will be early next year.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. So all the links to my crowdfunder are on my social media, my website. The tracks are all written and they're being produced by as demos at the moment. So they just need to be done properly.
Yeah, I mean, that's not easy, is it?
I know. Well, I've just started in this lockdown. I've just started learning how to produce music for the first time. And it's been really fun. So The Feels Like Heaven was the first track that I've ever fully produced myself with no studio man, nothing. It's just me. And I was so nervous to put it out there. I was like, oh no, what if it sounds really bad? And actually it's had a really lovely response. So, whoo.
The thing is, Sam, before you disappear altogether, the thing is Feels Like Heaven going to be on the album?
It isn't. So that is a standalone single.
Wow, okay. Because that's a tribute to your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's a nice thing, that. You know, I mean, it's nice to have that as a standalone and, you know, so you're keeping that as a one-off and, you know, mm-hmm. the album is just you.
It's just me.
Just you, yes. Yeah, as the boyfriend says, just you. Yeah, and if you're listening, I don't want to borrow her anymore for an hour. It's all right, it's quite okay. Yeah, you're having a ride back very, very soon. Are you classed as a wedding singer?
Oh, I suppose to an extent, yeah. I suppose I'm a bit of an everything singer at the moment. I'm here, there and everywhere.
Yeah, no, but you know when they come in and they go down the aisle and they're...
I do, yeah. Yeah. I do.
See, she's at it again. She just can't stop saying those words. Yeah. You know, I suppose your favourite Stevie Wonder track is I Do, I Do, I Do. did you just sort of wake up like this one morning, Sam, or did you see, was he the milkman? You thought, oh, I really fancy the pants of this filly walking up our path, you know?
It's lovely, honestly. I mean, I can't really say the story to two blokes because it doesn't quite have the same magic. But we met in, like, nursery. We've grown up together. It's just, no, look, be happy. It's a nice story.
Yeah. You can imagine the Haribo advert, can't you, Chris, you know? Yeah. You are my nappy, you know what I mean? dear, yeah, okay. Yeah, so you've known each other since nursery?
Indeed, yeah, it's lovely. It's my best mate.
Okay, so who spoke first? You.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah. And you know what? Even though we're one and a half, I'm going to marry you when we're older.
That's probably how it happened.
Yeah, most probably. Yeah. You can feel an opera coming on, Chris, can't you? You know, this is how Tommy from The Who started, you know, the deaf, dumb and blind boy, you know. these were the nappy fillers, you know.
I don't say anything
boy,
else, look.
Boy meets girl.
I'm going to put Toy Story on just to spite you.
Yeah. I bet you're really sorry now, aren't you? There's a band called Boy Meets Girl. Or you can do it the other way, Girl Meets Boy. Sam, it's been a pleasure coming.
Thank you for having me.
And the door's always open to you, you know, through Chris and that. And when you do get the album, please let us know and we'll do a mini launch here for you without a doubt.
Oh, I really appreciate it. Thank you very, very much.
You're very welcome, love. You take care. Chris, thanks for the invite. Brilliant. Liverpool Live, on air, online, on your smart speaker and on your mobile.